What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rob, if I give you the ability to pick one of these franchises for the next 5 years to move forward with, I'm going to make you the general manager of either the Broncos or the Los Angeles Chargers, and you can have a major part in determining the future for those two organizations. Which one would you pick? Would you pick Denver or would you pick the Los Angeles Chargers?
I'd pick Los Angeles. I still think Justin Herbert's better than Bo Nix, which is a great starting point. Like, maybe Justin Herbert isn't that guy. Maybe Justin Herbert isn't Patrick Mahomes. Maybe he's not Josh Allen. He might not be one of those dudes, and that's fine. I think he's better than Bo Nix, so I get a better quarterback. I think Jim Harbaugh's a better head coach than Sean Payton. Maybe that's 6-1 hand, half dozen the other, but I feel like Jim Harbaugh's a better coach than Sean Payton. So right off the jump, I get the better quarterback and the better coach. I also think when it comes to roster development, things of those nature, it's important to remember the Chargers were supposed to be take a step back to take a step forward this season. It was supposed to be this is the year we eat it and we pay the tab on all those bad contracts we signed. We got to deal with the fact that we're paying Khalil Mack a boatload of money to be average. We're paying Joey Bosa a boatload of money. We made a bad investment with J.C. Jackson. We made a bad investment with Mike Williams. They were paying the tab on those mistakes from a previous regime this season. The plan was take it in the teeth this year and then really hit the ground running in 2025. Well, their take a step back year, they were in the playoffs. So I get Herbert, Harbaugh, and cap space. I think I would take the Chargers going forward. I think it's, you know, like you said, 6-1 hand, half dozen the other. But if you made me pick, I would take Los Angeles over Denver.
Have you ever been in a restaurant and you tried the food? And the food wasn't bad. It just was missing something. Maybe a little spice, a little salt, a little pepper. You can't really explain it, but it was missing something. That's kind of what I feel like Justin Herbert is. Justin Herbert is a steak that just, you can't explain it. There's something missing. Everything is there with Herbert. But you and I watched the same game. CJ Stroud, you can see it with him. I don't want to hear this, oh, well, the weapons, he only has Ladd McConkey. Who does C.J. Stroud have right now? Because Tank Dell is injured. Stephon Diggs is injured. He's got Nico Collins. He's got Joe Mixon and himself. And I saw him dominate a team. His team was turning the ball over left and right. They were -4 in the turnover differential. And I saw CJ Stroud make play after play after play. And he was a reason why his team won. I've never felt like that with Justin Herbert. You and I have watched Herbert now for what, 5 years, 6 years in the league? Is there a play that you think of with Herbert? Is there a moment? Is there a memory? Is there a drive? You and I like to throw out the question. It is first and 10 from the 25-yard line. Your team is down 4. And you got to trust that your quarterback can get your team down the field and score a touchdown. Are you confident that Herbert can do that? Are you trusting right now for a guy that just last week on this show was called an elite quarterback? Not from me, not from you, but a guy who has seen him play every single day. Are you confident that he can get you down the field? I just feel like what we've seen with Justin Herbert is just empty calories. That's what it is. It's empty calories. He has not done anything meaningful. He has not done anything lasting. He has not done anything that we remember in the National Football League. He just puts up these stats and numbers, and they look pretty. And now when it's time for you to showcase that, when you got a road playoff game against Trevor Lawrence and your team gets up big, hey, some of why you lost is on you. You were a 3-point favorite in that game. Rob, you and I came into it. You got the better coach, the better quarterback, the better defense. You got better weapons. This is the game that you should go out there and win. And Herbert plays his worst game of the season. I think Bo Nix has some of that. I would say the thing that I was most wrong on with Bo Nix is I just thought he had a high floor. I didn't think he had a relatively high ceiling. I just thought he had a high floor. I didn't think Bo Nix was going to be a bust. I just didn't think there was really much chance of him being one of the better quarterbacks in the league. If I'm the Broncos, I feel very encouraged about what happened this season. Sure, we made the playoffs this year and we didn't go very far. But more than anything, we have been trying to figure out that position. And we've tried a lot of different ways over the last 5-6 years or so. We've tried a big trade with Russell Wilson. We tried this draft pick. We tried this. The Broncos have been taking chances at quarterback. It finally feels like they hit with one. So go out this offseason, invest in wide receiver, try to get your running game shored up because they were very one-dimensional in the game against Buffalo. You got a top defense with one of the top defensive players. You got to hit a good head coach. I would feel very optimistic today if I'm a Broncos fan about what the future looks like. I would take Denver if I got to pick both of these teams long-term. I think that Bo Nix, he seems like he has something special and put in the right situation, I think he can make something happen. I lost a lot of hope, a lot of faith, a lot of confidence in Justin Herbert this weekend with what I saw. He had the worst performance of any quarterback this weekend, and we shouldn't be saying that about a guy who is in the prime of his career, who just got paid big-time money, who we think is a top 10 talent in the league. There's no reason why a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix played better than you this weekend and a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. I'm just not sure if Herbert's special.
Let me ask you something. Let me rephrase that. Here's the thing about Bo Nix, and I'm not a super Bo-liever. I still think he's just a high-floor guy, and I think Sean Payton can maximize that floor because Sean Payton's also a good NFL head coach. Man, I will continue to say it. His age does scare me a little bit. You know that Bo Nix is 24 and Justin Herbert's 26? Think about that. Justin Herbert was drafted in 2020. He was part of Clyde Edwards-Helaire's draft class. They were doing it virtual, and Roger Goodell was trying to say Tua Tagovailoa's name and couldn't do it. He, in that same draft, drafted Justin Herbert. It was April or May of 2020. And Justin Herbert today is 26 years old. Bo Nix today, both of them are cleaning out their lockers into the season. Bo Nix is 24. So I understand why people think there's more with Bo Nix. He's only been a starter for 1 year in the league. I get it. But I feel like some of this, we know what Justin Herbert is a little bit unfair for a 26-year-old. I think Jim Harbaugh can find that next level. I think Jim Harbaugh can find another level to him. Now, I don't think that level ever is going to be the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes level. I don't think he's ever living up to what the standard was, which is that. But there's no reason why Justin Herbert can't be a Jared Goff, which is a good quarterback.
I feel like we've been saying that for 4 years now, that he can be this guy and he can be this guy. The reason I disagree with you on Justin Herbert is, at this stage in his career, if he was that guy, wouldn't we know by now? I mean, at this point, Jared Goff took a team to a Super Bowl. He took the Rams to a Super Bowl. Mahomes had emerged by 26. Lamar, Josh Allen, like, who's the quarterback that at this stage in their career, and as we are entering year six, you didn't know? You and I already know about Joe Burrow. You and I already know about these certain guys. We can't be having the same conversations entering year six with Herbert that we were having entering year two with Herbert. I feel like we are in the exact same place. I'm reading the text line, CDOT, are you doing this because you feel betrayed by the Chargers? No, maybe to put a player comparison on it, I think Bo Nix can be Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield has proven that he's pretty capable. Now, are you going to give him a Mike Evans, a legitimate number one wide receiver type? That's not what Cortland Sutton is. He's fine, but he's not one of the better receivers in the league. I think there is a chance that the Broncos have Baker Mayfield on their team. All right, well, now that you have Baker Mayfield, who I think has proven that he's more than a capable NFL quarterback, it's now about how you do the other things. I don't really know what Justin Herbert is. He's, I would say, too talented to be near the bottom group of quarterbacks in the NFL. He's far too talented to be in that group. But he's also nowhere near the guys whose class and his talent say that he should be in the conversation.